You know, young people listening to this would be interested in several things here. Maybe you can give them a lesson learned in your career, and as you're doing that, advice to the young who are about to embark in this world.
John, we found that in over the years, at one time, we Pat and I probably had over 8,000 employees. And, you know, and we would find that the kids that knew how to work and not afraid to work, they made your best people, and they went on to achieve more. I loved Iowa because those guys would come off, and the girls, we had more women working for us than we did men. And they'd come off the farm, and they knew how to do everything. Minneapolis, St. Paul, they came off the big cities, and they didn't know how to do. They didn't know which end of a screwdriver he used or which end of a mop, you know. And so we had problems finding good help in the big cities, in the little towns. And so mainly to achieve, we found that it's half perspiration. You got to work hard. And if you don't make it the first time, you get back up and do it again. You mm-hmm. know, you don't quit. The problem my son in Florida has now with his restaurants, the kids, when he's interviewing, the first thing they ask, well, what are our benefits? How much time do I get off? You know, and they ask those questions, and the people would say, what's my job description? I said, you got to do whatever it takes to get done around
right,
here.
Right.
That might be cleaning the bathroom or picking up the trash in the parking lot, but that's what we all do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think hard work's is the best lesson you can learn. I really do.
Yeah. Have you noticed a difference in generations to come to follow you? There was the greatest generation, as they talked about, but then you get down to the next generation, and now we have, what, Gen X, and we have all of this.
Yeah, I don't even understand them all, but I think my father's generation that fought in the First World War and Second World War, that was your greatest generation. They didn't have a lot of government restrictions. You could do whatever you wanted to do. And particularly in the West, in the Midwest, Texas, Oklahoma, I mean, you did it on your own. You didn't have, I mean, that's one thing I admired so much about my father. Something broke down, we fixed it. You know, I don't care whether it was the tractor or the combine or what, you learned how to repair anything. He never called a plumber or an electrician or somebody. He did it yourself.
Yep.
You know, and I'm sure it's that way up in
right. North Dakota.
Right.
Man, right.
Had to be.
So how would you like to be remembered?
I think we tried to help. You know, I didn't want a person to come in and work for me and say, well, that's as high as I could go. We sent an awful lot of kids to higher education and paid for it. I think we tried to give everybody a leg up if they showed they were worthy of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, and Pat, my partner, he wanted to help everybody. And I think over time that probably was more satisfaction to have a guy that nobody thought would amount to anything. And I had a man call from Jonesboro, Arkansas the other day that built our pizza out there, and he was a big star at Arkansas University, a great guy. And he said, Bill, there's somebody here who wants to talk to you. And he said he used to work for you in Fayetteville, and he's the big primary guy here in Jonesboro, and he is the best. He got the best attorney firm, and he's the mayor and all this. And I didn't even remember his name, but when I talked to him, he said, Bill, if it wasn't for you guys helping me, I'd have never got through mm-hmm. Arkansas University.
Wow.
He said, I remember those days working at the Pizza Hut and you guys coming in and sticking with me, and he said, more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think helping people is it.
That's a great legacy to leave behind. Yeah. And I got to remind people, and I'm amazed, you're 88 years old.
Yeah.
And you remember all this detail that we've been talking about. And you realize, of course, how blessed you are. You're clear of mind, and health is all. It's amazing to hear you.
Yeah, John, and that's what you've got to be thankful for, you know. I mean, you're still very active. Everybody I know, they come to me, oh, I can't wait to retire. You don't want to ever retire. Keep going.
You got to keep going.
Yeah, and I admire that about what you're doing so much because, you know, a lot of people would have hung up their spurs and said, that's it.
Yeah,
and you know, I see that in Florida a lot. People come down there, oh, I can't wait to play golf, can't wait to go fishing. And in 2 years, they die because they're bored to death.
Yeah.
You know, they really are.
Yeah. Well, you're not bored to death.
Yeah,
I think you've got, I said at the beginning, you've got a deal cooking in Dallas right now, so we got to let you go to do that.
Let's hope it closes.
Okay, right. Well, I want to thank you, Bill.
Well, John.
This is so much fun to get to know you.
Oh, it's my problem. I've admired you for so many years, John, and what all you've done, and it's a pleasure to be with you on this. It really is.
Well, thank you for your time and your story.
Thank you, John.